Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we get an update on the markets here on a Friday, and it's a Mom's Cafe Day today. Roy, what are some of the things you'll be talking about with the folks there today?
Basically, we're going to get brought up to date on some of the things that are going on with county commissioners and the county courthouse. We've got one of those historic county courthouses here in Cass County, and they're trying to put a new roof on it and finding out that it's a lot more complicated than what the contractors let him believe. So that's kind of a hot issue in town right now, along with redesigning Main Street. If you come to Plattsmouth today, don't plan on driving down Main Street because there's holes there big enough to swallow a semi-truck.
Boy, you know, you talk about those construction projects. How many stories have you heard? Boy, it was a lot bigger project than when we first started, huh?
Oh, yeah. When you're dealing with a town that's 150 years old, you run onto all kinds of things that you didn't know existed. You know, the Plattsmouth was built on a creek bed, and the old-timers had to deal with the water somehow, and that hasn't ever stopped. You know, water runs downhill, whether it's in 1860 or 2010.
That's right. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the markets here this morning, Roy. And you know, we've been anticipating this first trading week of the new year, and kind of watching it cautiously and for good reason this week, Roy.
Absolutely. We got, I think, absolute repeat of last year at the same time with the market trending up into the end of the year, and then the first trading day the market opened substantially higher, and before the day was over it closed lower than the previous day. And people that follow the charts know we call that a key reversal, and that's a fairly good sign of a top in the market. So you know, I guess I'm kind of looking at what's happened this week and thinking, boy, if you got any grain to sell before spring, you maybe need to get it sold sooner rather than later.
If this is the same thing that happens as last year, what's going to take place over the next couple of weeks?
Well, you'd expect maybe kind of holding in this territory for a couple of days, or maybe even trying to make new highs, but not being able to make new highs. And then, you know, we have the timing of the crop report, which is next week, and that could be a catalyst for lower prices. The supplies of corn seem to be adequate, and beans, you know, it's hard to tell because you don't know what the Chinese are going to do. But, you know, I guess a year ago that January crop report was disastrous to the corn market. The market went down 50 cents and didn't really ever come back. And I don't think that's going to happen this year, but we could just see a gradual deterioration in prices as the winter goes along, and you know, depending on to a certain extent how much corn farmers sell from one week to the next, because a year ago we were up to our ears in wet corn, and that was one of the factors that drew the market down. That's not the case this year, so I can't imagine that we're going to see 50 cents down in one shot, but it could just gradually weather away.
How's the basis holding up here as we get into the new year?
Well, the basis is gone down about 8 cents on soybeans and corn both a couple of weeks ago, and then kind of hit a plateau that is held since then. We've got cash beans here in Cass County at 80 under the March contract, and cash corn at 52 under the March contract, which is, you know, it's not good, but it's certainly better than it was during harvest.
Just as we kind of wrap up here this morning, what are some of the key things that we need to watch for? Now, you said next week we have a USDA report. We'll be watching that. Anything else we should be keying on, Roy?
Well, you know, we're going to be focusing before very long on planting intentions and the trade trying to guess whether farmers are going to plant more corn or more soybeans. And, you know, year in and year out, farmers, especially here in eastern Nebraska, like that 50-50 rotation and probably aren't going to change very much. But Certainly the trade will be talking about that, and as the scuttlebutt changes from one day to the next, why the prices will probably change accordingly for the short term. I don't think for the long term it's going to have any effect, but it's something for the market analysts to talk about on the radio, and so we'll be hearing a lot of that, I'm sure.
Yeah. The one thing that I wonder about is the how much wheat damage is there going to be, because of the open winter, and how much of that might become row crop?
Well, there's always a possibility, but then what you have to consider there, too, is that a lot of that wheat country, especially the further west you go, or it's even drier, is not really that well suited to growing corn and soybeans. And, some of it might get planted to corn or beans, but a lot of it probably would go into some kind of spring crop, oats or spring wheat or something like that.
Roy, for folks that want more information from you, several ways to get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. Soyroy.com, my website. And it's all free.
Absolutely. And thanks for the information. We'll try it again next week.
I look forward to it.
As do I. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.